They're going to call it icing. 4:04 to go here in the third. Wolves kill off the PK. The penalty, rather, the PK for Lake Country Co-op LaRanche. A 6-4 Flint Flon lead. The Wolves pressing and pouring it on. They're out shooting Flint Flon 11-5 this period. Draw will come to the left of Leah McGarva. As Pod will line up in the circle with Reed Robertson. He has a goal tonight. Bombers with a win. Richmond, right point and an offering. Just sneaks past the goaltender, McGarva, and wide. Dole at center ice. He's got Pond winding it up. Is Dole around Richmond. Dole in a backhand. And Dole is pasted by Richmond. Pond getting after Richmond. Maybe they're going to drop the mitts. Pond did not like the play. And I don't blame him. 3:49 to go in the third and a 6-4 Bombers lead. And Nolan Dole doesn't like it. And we'll get a draw coming deep in the Bombers zone to the right of Bershirminski. So the Wolves down by two. 3:49 to go in the third for Conexus Credit Union. You never want to head into the holidays on a losing note. And you can bet the Wolves are going to dial it up a notch here as Ford will take it in the circle to the right of the flip-flop netminder. It's Chase Haygarth taking the draw. Ford will win it. It's Mannin up top for Rowan Barnes. He'll bank it in the left corner, left wall for Mannin, who could not find it. Franklin taps at the center, and then he hooks up with Chase Haygarth. He sends the offering deep into Wolves territory. Barnes for Dalen Mannin, but it goes back right point. Martin and a drive, and it goes wide of the goaltender, McGarva. It's loose. Ford trying to break it up. 3:23 to go in the third. Time certainly a factor. Pocket center ice. Mannin will find it. Flips it into the Bombers zone for Ford. He could not find it. And back the other way comes Flint Flon. Chase Haygarth flying down the left wing. Haygarth down the left wing side and a shot from the perimeter. Saved by the goaltender McGarva. Franklin doing some jousting with Holm. We'll get a whistle. 3:07 to go here in the third. And a 6-4 Flint Flon lead. Right of Mullsbury for the call. We're in the booth for Lakeland Ford and Lakeland Hyundai. The Gudjonsson line will come on to take this defensive zone faceoff. Gudjonsson will line up with Refuse. Draw to the right of McGarva. Wolves need two to tie and just over 3 minutes left in regulation. Philpott will touch it for Longton. Longton to center for Gudjonsson, right wing. He'll tap it in and weave into the Bomber zone around the defender, Quinn. Gudjonsson played it in the left corner. The Bomber zone refused was there. He sends it to center. Manson has it on the right wing side. Got the pass from Philpott. And Manson will hammer the puck behind the net of Bershirminski. The Bombers, Richmond with possession. 2:40 to go here in regulation. It hits the Wolves bench. The puck did. And we'll get a stoppage. 2:36 left in the third. Wolves down by two here at the Whitney Forum. Draw will come inside the Bombers zone to the right of Jordan Bershirminski. Wolves have 12 shots this frame and just one goal off the tape of Jake Gudjonsson at the 9:16 mark from Jordan Mish. Jake Gudjonsson to line up in the dot with one of the Haygarth brothers. It's Chase. Gudjonsson wins it. Puck is loose, and Mish going to look for it at the right wall. Jordan Mish and Manson trying to find the puck. Gudjonsson does. He was almost leveled by Martin. Mish for Gudjonsson. Gudjonsson back right point. Manson will tee it up in a blistering feed high and wide. Philpott pinching to keep this drive going. It's held in left point by Longton. It's sent to center eventually. Manson has it inside Wolves territory. Through center ice for Philpott. He has a goal tonight. It came in the first. Here's Longton busting in. And a shot. Big rebound in tight. Philpott on a drive. He sends it wide. Manson will tee it up. Wolves have six attackers on the ice. It's at center. And now into the LaRanche zone as Gray Eyes has it. McGarva on the bench. Gray Eyes for Ford. Bombers will flip it into the high ceiling. Colum touches the puck at his own blue line. Mannin. For Kevin Fillier, the Wolves with six men on the ice as Fillier will send it behind the Flint Flon net. Pond and Fillier mucking it up. Pond trying to make a centering feed. It goes up top for Manon. He tees it up. It goes off the shin pads of Houle and back inside the Wolves zone as Fillier will get the pass from Cullum. Back to Cullum. Stretch pass for Gray Eyes at center. Hooks up with Ford, and he's got Pond and Gray Eyes. Ford down the right wing. Centering feed out front. Wolves couldn't hit Pater. 105 to go into regulation. And they're hungry for two. They need two to tie. Left point. Fillier tees it up. A big rebound. Ford an offering. Gray Eyes out front. Manon an offering. He'll send it wide. Just under a minute to go in regulation. Wolves need two to tie. Fillier shot. He scores! Kevin Fillier from the point. When you're hot, you're hot. Goals in three straight games. How are ya? And we'll get a face-off at center ice. We're not done yet. It's a 6-5 Bombers lead. Saddle up. We're in for quite the finish at the Whitney Forum. It's Fillier's third of the season. And McGarvin at his slot. And he will go to the bench as soon as the Wolves can get possession. Wolves going to call a timeout. We'll step out as well. 50.2 seconds to go here in Flin Flon. Wolves down by one, live from the Whitney Forum. You're listening to LaRonge Ice Wolves Hockey on NBC Radio at NBCRadio.com. Back here inside the Whitney Forum. What a finish it has been. Two goals from the Wolves. We're back within one. It's a 6-5 Flin Flon lead with 50.2 seconds to go in the regulation here. Gray Eyes will drop it into the Bomber zone. He's got Ford. Ford out front to Manon. He was assaulted by two players. Ford in tight for Gudjonsson. Down low, and he sends it just wide of the goaltender, Bershominski. Wolves Gudjonsson trying to reel it out of the right corner for Manon. Back to Gudjonsson. Back to Manon. Out front. It's loose. Ford on the doorstep. He just sent it wide. His stick was lifted. Philpott left point. Shot through traffic. It goes wide. Manon lurking. Right point for Fillier. Fillier, another offering. It's loose. Ford takes a cross check. No penalty. Philpott a drive. In tight. Gray Eyes scores! Aaron Gray Eyes on the doorstep. We're tied at six. Oh, baby. How do you like them apples? Aaron Gray Eyes stuffing it home. You can make it 14 on the season. Oh, yeah, you like comebacks. We got them, and we got more goals. 7.7 seconds left in regulation. The Wolves went into the period down by three, but the Muskeg Lake First Nation product makes it interesting. We might need overtime tonight. And the fans are giving it to the Wolves bench, and Galen Patterson is having a chuckle. That's going to be icing charge to L.A. North with 2:32 to go in overtime. The LaRonge Ice Wolves, they've got three overtime wins, two overtime losses, no shootout wins, and two shootout losses. The Bombers, they got an overtime win, four overtime losses, and a shootout win this season. Draw to the left of McGarva. It's going to be Mission Mallow taking it. Mallow wins it, but it goes back through center ice. So the Bombers, Hurst, he'll have to retreat. 2:25 to go in overtime. What a comeback from this LaRonge group. But they want the extra point tonight. Mallow walking in. Can't get around Mish. Cullum with possession through center. Tried to fire the puck to Gray Eyes. Gray Eyes on Hurst. Gray Eyes behind the net out front to Mish. Couldn't pull the trigger as Houle will reel it in for the Bombers. 2 minutes left in overtime. Houle walking through center ice. Down the right wing and a drive and a save. McGarvin gets a piece of it. Back the other way comes the Wolves. A 2-on-1 in overtime. Mish and Gray Eyes. Mish over to Gray Eyes. A shot. He scores! Aaron Gray Eyes. The dagger in overtime. The Ice Wolves come from behind. And they get an early Christmas present in the form of a win. The fans will head to the exits. The Ice Wolves will head into the Christmas break red hot. You can put it in the win column and make it four straight wins.
they will improve to 21-14-4. How do you like that? The LaRange Ice Wolves come from behind. Aaron Greyeyes, the hero, 7-6 in overtime.
We're going to step out. We'll return with the LaRange Petroleum postgame show live from Flin Flon. You're listening to LaRange Ice Wolves Hockey on NBC Radio at NBCRadio.com. Back here inside the Whitney Forum, the LaRange Ice Wolves mounting a glorious comeback. 4 unanswered. They take it tonight, 7-6 in overtime. Aaron Greyeyes, the hero. He had the equalizer late in this one with 8 seconds left. And then he took a sick feed from Jordan Mish, and he beat the goaltender, Jordan Bershurminski, cleanly. What an effort, and what a win.